true love for each other. We have done so many big bad ends to us. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore your church again. Oh. Touch your people once again. And with your precious holy hand, we pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth. True and living, glorious earth. Not for temporary deed, but to restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow. Oh, touch your people once again. Lord, you see your tired servants, broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hand. We need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us when we stand up facing final battle cry. Restore your church again. Oh, touch your people tonight, amen. Touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hand, we pray. Don't shine upon this earth. Yeah. Glorious earth. Not for temporary need, but to restore authority and power. Let a mighty rushing wind blow. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, touch your people, touch your people once again. With your precious holy hand, we pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth. True and living, glorious earth. Not for temporary need, but to restore authority and power. Let a mighty rushing wind blow in. Blow in. Touch your people once again.
Leave it for me, leave it for me. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, that's our prayer tonight. That you touch your people once again. Amen. With your precious holy hands, we pray, O Lord. May your kingdom shine upon this earth, upon this church, upon us tonight, through a living, glorious church. Lord, we want something eternal tonight, not something temporary, O Lord. And restore authority and power tonight to your children. As we come against powers and principalities, let that mighty rushing winds blow in and touch us once again, Lord. Touch us once again, Lord Jesus. By your word tonight, Lord, touch us. By the Holy Spirit of God, touch us, Lord. Even Lord, as we have come to your presence tonight, Lord, individually, you know our hearts. Amen. You know our needs. Lord Jesus, tonight, we've come believing. Amen. And we've come claiming. Amen. We've come, Lord, to accept, Lord Jesus, that of the truth you are God. Amen. The provider of all things. Hallelujah. And we said, O Lord, you give unto us according to your riches in glory. Amen. You will supply all our needs. Amen. Lord, tonight we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the day. It has been cold out there, O God, but your children have defied all the cold and has come to your presence, Lord. Father, we pray the purpose why you called us. The purpose for which, oh Lord, you have known this day. Lord, let it be our portion. We pray, oh God, knowing that you are already here. Father, fulfill your word, oh God. And let's receive, oh Lord Jesus, the blessings, oh God, that you have. Even before the foundation of the world, you said, on this day, I will meet my children here. And I will restore unto them even all what the palmer worms and the caterpillars and canker worms and the locusts have eaten. Amen. I will restore. Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. We give you the glory. Amen. And we bless you, Lord. Amen. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. As you are still standing, let's just turn to the Word of God and see what the Lord has for us tonight. Praise God. We shall still turn to Revelation 3. And we shall look, reading from the 10th verse to the 13th. And let's see what the Lord has for us tonight, and upon that, build our faith and pray. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, Amen. Which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Amen. Tonight our topic is the hour of temptation. The hour of temptation. But we have a promise here. He says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, I also, the bright and morning star, the Almighty God, Jehovah, the creator of heaven and earth, I say, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, praise God. The hour of temptation. There has been some great hours that has come in the life of people in this world. Great, great, great hours. Very, very important hours had come in the life of people in this world. And these great hours, sometimes they passed. And the people don't see anything. The people will miss that hour. There are some particular hour that come for you, enemy, for the people on this world. But that hour will pass by and they will not recognize that hour. Amen. But meanwhile, the irony thing of it all is that these people were looking forward for that hour. They were looking forward for that hour. They were expecting that that hour was coming. And that hour was coming with something for them. And that hour will come and pass right in their presence, and they will not recognize it. Praise the Lord. They will fail to see. Meanwhile, there has been prophecies telling them that when that hour is coming, you will see this sign. You will see that sign. And those signs will come, and yet they will miss that hour. A typical example is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the hour of Jesus Christ on earth here. There has been what? All prophecies from the Old Testament. And one most important one is that one from Isaiah, when he said, there will be a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing ye the way for him, the Messiah, to come. And truly, there was that voice that was crying in the wilderness. It was a sign for the people to prove that the Messiah was coming in. And the Messiah came, they missed that hour. My brother, the hour of Jesus, when he came, he even told the people, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. And what happened? The people took stones. They wanted to stone him. The two stones, they wanted to stone him. And Jesus asked them, I've done many good works amongst you. For which good work are you going to stone me? You know what they said? The hour they are waiting for was standing before them, saying, I and my Father, we are one. I and my Father are one. And now that hour they were waiting for, they took stones to stone him. He said, for what reason? He said, is it not because of the good things that you have done, we want to stone you, but because you have blasphemed. You have blasphemed. You are just a man, and you want to tell us that you are God. Let me read that place. John 10:33. He said, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself what? God. And he was God. See, that hour, they missed it. Praise the Lord. The hour that they were expecting, it was right before them, and yet they missed it. Brother, today I said our topic is what? The hour of temptation. This same Jesus told the people something. He told them about what? A certain hour that was coming. He told them about a certain hour that was coming. Let's turn to Luke 21, 20 to 24. He told them about a certain hour that was coming. Let's read it. And he said, and when ye see Jerusalem compassed with the armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. And let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let them that are in the countries enter therein into. Amen. Three things. If you are on the mountains in Judea, if you are in Judea, run into the mountains. If you are in the midst of it, depart out, get out from it. If you are living the countryside, don't come in. The day that you see. Now let's go on. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, to them that give suck. In those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon these people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Amen. Jesus was talking about an hour that was coming. Praise the Lord. An hour is coming when you see that Jerusalem is compassed, surrounded with what? An army. If you are in Judea, run into the mountains. Then he said, if you are in the midst of it, get out. How are they going to get out? We are going to see it. See that God, Jesus, he is God. Amen. If you are in the midst of it, the place is surrounded. And you are in the midst of it, how can you get out? But he said, when you are in the midst of it, get out. Amen. And then the third, he says what? If you are in the countryside, don't come into the city. Praise the Lord. And truly, 40 years later, that was 70 AD, Jerusalem was compassed by the Roman general Titus. The whole Jerusalem was compassed with an army. The emperor of Rome have sent him. Then something strange happened, my brother, my sister. Something strange. He forgot his commandment. He forgot the instructions that they have given to him. What to do? After he has compassed the city, he forgot The instructions that has been given to him. Ah, what did the emperor say that I should do to Jerusalem? Then he withdrew the siege. He withdrew all this army again to go back. For him to go and get what? For a reminder of what actually he's supposed to do. You see God. Amen. You see it? Here shows that the people who are in the midst of it, who were caught in the city, now they have what? An open door. Amen. An open door, a type of what? An open door, a way of what? Escape. That is God. When he speaks, he knows what he's going to do. But how could a great general like Titus, having been given command, go and destroy Jerusalem, then he comes, compass the city, and then he forgets his words, his instructions? It is God. Because God has spoken that those who are in the midst of it, those who have been caught in it, they have to what? Get out. And something needs to happen for them to what? To get out. To fulfill the word of God. Amen. And my brother, my sister, here it is now. It has to take what? Who believes? It is now who believes. It is what? Who believes? Who believe that Jesus, what he has spoken, will come to pass. Now the place was compassed. Now they have withdrawn. What will some people say? Ah, actually he said it and they came. But the way how Jesus put it, you see, said that there will be what? We shall die by the sword and all those of things. But that one didn't come true. See, the people are gone. Praise God. And so, those who were caught in the city, they still stayed there. The unbelievers. The unbelievers did what? They still stayed in. Even those who in the countryside, they still what? Came into the city. After all, they came and they are gone. Jesus said, they couldn't do it. Are you getting the point? It is what? Now your what? Your belief. My word of patience. Amen. There had been an open door. A way of escape. That is the same thing, the message of the hour. It's an open door. Praise the Lord. The message of the hour is an open door, a way of escape that God has provided. God's provided way. The message of the hour, an open door. And those who believed Jesus Christ, those who believed, they did what? They went out. They went a door, the army came, they've gone. They still believed him. Amen. They believed that as long as he has spoken, it will come to pass. They believed that as long as Jesus has spoken, it will never fail. Tonight, my brother, my sister, anything Jesus has said, it will never fail. If he said, I will provide all your needs, it will never fail. And those who believed, they what? They obeyed his instructions. Those who believed, they obeyed his instructions. And within a little while, see Titus coming back again with his army, compass the whole place. A siege over what? Jerusalem. Siege over Jerusalem. They just sat down. And the people now were locked in the city. They could not go. They could not come out. They were locked in a siege. That's the meaning of siege. We just leave you. We surround you and we leave you there. Praise the Lord. You will definitely come short of what? Food. Come short of what? Water. Because all what you have inside the city, you finish eating all. Where is the farmlands? The farmlands and everywhere, they are outside the city. Where are you going? My brother, that hour, Jesus talked about those who believed, they went out. Before Titus came back the second time, they are what? They are gone. We are coming to something, my brother, my sister. They were already gone. Amen. And let's listen to what the prophet said here. What happened in the city? He said, they rejected it, the people. What did they call him? See? They call him Beelzebub, a fortune teller, a devil. What happened? They waded in their own blood. And you know, have you heard of Josephus? He was a what? A historian who wrote about what the Bible history. Said Josephus tells us in his writing of the siege of Jerusalem by Titus, the great Roman general, when they sieged it there for years until they ate the bark of what? Trees. They were in the city, no food, so they had to eat the bark of what? Trees. And then it came to a time, they killed one another's children to eat. Today, we get Sister Susan says, listen, then we kill the child and we eat. Another time, it is your turn, you have to bring your child. Look at what was going on in Jerusalem, my brother. Because they failed to what? Listen. They failed to obey. They killed one another's children and ate it. What was it? They failed to see their sign. Amen. He said, so after they become so weak, then Titus, they enter the city. No resistance. No resistance. They were all weak. They couldn't fight. And there was what? A great slaughter. A great slaughter. They destroyed the whole walls of Jericho, of Jerusalem. My brother, Jesus spoke about that hour. They didn't what? Listen. Amen. Now that same Jesus is saying what here? That there is coming an hour of what? Temptation. There is coming what? An hour of temptation. That same Jesus is telling us there is coming an hour of temptation. And so, is it going to come to pass or not? It's left for you and me now. Now we are going to go through it. Now this hour is for me and you. The hour of temptation is coming. The prophet said, Jesus himself said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I've sent my angels. See, look at what? The warnings that are coming. Warnings are coming. He said, what? There is coming an hour of temptation. There is coming an hour of what? Temptation. My brother, my sister, Are you going to believe it and get out? Or you wait for that hour of temptation to come upon you? Let us see something here. He said, what they are doing today now, that hour that is coming also, he said, it will dwell upon what? The people on the earth. That is what he's saying. Give us Revelation 3:10 again. He said what? This hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. It will come to try them that dwell upon the earth. Are you going to what? Dwell on the earth here? Praise the Lord. Are you going to dwell here? Because this hour of temptation is coming to what? Upon the people that dwell on earth here. Let us go to the scripture and begin to find these people that dwell on earth here. It is not a good compliment. Amen. It's not good compliment. Now let's turn to Revelation 11 and read 10 and 9. And you see the people that dwell on earth, what actually they are. Which means there is an open door, the message of the hour. That is our open door. Now let's read something here. And they of the people and kindreds. Okay, let me give you the story first. This is a story about all the two witnesses that came to preach to the Jews. And they were what? They were killed. And their bodies was thrown onto what? The streets of what? Jerusalem. Their bodies were thrown on the streets of what? Jerusalem. And then, these are the people. Now we read. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies as the two witnesses. 3 days and a half. And shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in the graves. These prophets, these two witnesses, their bodies will be lying what? In the streets of Jerusalem. 3.5 days. And they will know what? They will not touch it. They will not do anything to what? And then verse 10. And they that dwell upon the earth. You see? You get a point here again. They that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them. See? God's prophets killed. And then people rejoicing what? Over them. The people that dwell on the earth. We are talking about the people that dwell on earth. Will you be part of it? Do you want to be them, one of them? My brother, my sister, take notice of that. That they rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. They tormented them. Now let's look at another one. The people that dwell on earth. Turn to Revelation 13, 8 and 9. That was the time when the beast, that man has that name, whose the name is 666, when he will be in charge. Let's read that. He said, and all that dwell upon the earth, you see it again, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose name are not written in the book of life. The book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So the people who dwell on the earth are which people? Whose names
are not in the book of life. You get the point? The people that dwell on earth are those people whose names are not in the book of life of the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And said, and if any man have an ear, let him hear. Amen. My brother, this is a warning. My sister, this is a warning. If you have an ear, hear it tonight. An hour is coming, an hour of temptation. And it will be upon the people who dwell on what? On earth. And these people that dwell on earth are people who what? Their names are not what? The Lamb's Book of Life. There is an open door. The message of the hour. There is an open door. Jerusalem, God made it that there was an open door for them to escape. There is an open door for you to escape the message of the hour. So, my brother, here, the people that dwell on earth, now we have found it now, that their names are not what? Written in the Lamb Book of Life. Those are the people. My brother, what is this hour of temptation then? Let's read what the prophet said, because he's the one that knows what actually this hour of temptation is. He said, I'll keep thee from... I'm reading from Philadelphia Church Age. 313. He said, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation. This temptation is exactly like the temptation in Eden. It will be a very enticing proposition. Very enticing. Held up. A direct opposition to God's command word. And yet, from the standpoint of human reasoning, it will be a very right, something enlightening, life-giving, and the fools of the world will follow it. But what? The elects will never be fooled. Amen. My brother, listen to what the prophet is saying here again. He said, that hour of temptation, it will be like what? The temptation that was in Eden. It will be very inviting, inviting proposition. Very, very inviting. Looks so good. He said, from human standpoint, from the standpoint of human being, it is what? It is so perfect and good. But it is what? Contrary to the word of God. Amen. And that very temptation, it is not going to be, as the prophet said, you see, every age, it doesn't come to an abrupt end like this, and then it starts again, differently. But the spirit of one age, it does what? It goes over to the other one. You see, a continuous process. It overlaps into what? The other age. And so this temptation, my brother, it has started now. It has started right from what? From the Philadelphia age. This temptation is building up. It's building up. And the prophet said, when it reaches the height where they will erect the beast before it happens, the church, the true church is already gone. The bride is gone. Amen. Just as when Titus came back again, the true believers, they were what? They were gone. Before Titus came back again, the true believers were gone. The same also, my brother, right now, that temptation is moving. Moving to the height. And it is here. Very, very enticing. It looks so good. From the human point of view, it is all right. It is okay. That is a deception. Amen. That is the deception. It is what? It's a deception. The prophet says it looks so good. A very enticing and inviting proposition. Amen. The other time, if you remember, when we were talking about what? The revelation of the resurrection. If you have a revelation in you, amen, then you can compare whatever the devil will bring to you. There is something in you to compare. Amen. So that you know that, no, this, what the revelation that is in me cannot be compared to the glory that I will receive. Or what the devil is what? Trying to what? Entice me with. Or what the devil is trying to what? Woo me into. There is a revelation here. And so, comparing to those things, I see that the glory that will be revealed in me is what? Greater than all what the devil is trying to give to me. My brother, my sister, look at what is going to happen. It's a serious something, my brother. The prophet said, the economical move. You see, all the what? The churches will come back together again. He said, the hallowed daughters. My brothers and sisters that are new in the message, when we say the hallowed daughters, we are talking about what? Churches. The Roman Catholic is what? The Roman Church was the mother. Amen. The mother. And you know, when the Reformation came, a lot of people what? Churches started here. They broke away from what? The Roman Church. Amen. They became what? The daughters. Those are the churches we call daughters. The Protestants, they came out from their mother. Amen. But the bride never came out from the mother. Amen. And now, this very time of temptation, the hour of temptation, all these hallowed daughters are going back to their mother again. To form what? One unified church. And that is what? It's another deception. They say, oh, Jesus said we all of us must be one. And so as the churches are not, now, oh, let us come together. Let us be one. They are looking at what? The word of God that Jesus said we should be one. They are using that. But it's what? It's preparing now to what? Fight against. The very people are the foolish virgins that will not be able to what? Go into the rapture. My brother, my sister, this is the situation. This is the very hour of temptation when it comes. Now listen closely here now. What is going to do? He said the church system of Roman Catholic and the Protestants in coming together will control the whole earth. And the whole wealth and the world system, and then force the whole earth into its religious trap. My sister, by then what? You are gone. Amen. The hour of temptation. Now I'm reading what the hour of temptation, what is going to be. My sister, you are already gone. My brother, you are already gone. Amen. I want to hear amen. Amen. Or you want to be part of the people that dwelleth on earth. Now the whole churches will come together. Now listen. And either you see, or either you believe them or you are killed by refusing them, then they take the privilege of buying and selling, whereby you will be able to live, they take everything away from you. You can never buy, and you can never sell. That is the time when Brother Maxwell, you weren't able to serve the Lord well. You weren't straight on your line. Praise God. Though you came here all the time, you came to church standing behind the pulpit, shouting, but your life was not still straight. And so that day, maybe I come here, I've been saying this thing several times. Sunday I've come here, parked my car, and enter here, maybe I see only three people. Brother, but today, what's happened? People are not coming to church. They are gone. Praise the Lord. They are gone. And then it is that time. Now I see the hour of temptation now is what? It's coming upon me now. And my brother, is not going to be easy. That's what we are reading. You cannot buy. You cannot sell. Unless you take that mark of the beast. Be part of them. If not, you can't. Oh, my brother. And I'm somebody also. I can't even fast. So now, where can I get food? So the whole thing is that probably I have this hour of temptation. I have to give myself to what? Give myself in so that I can get what? Food to eat. My sister, my brother, make sure you get out before you go under this hour of temptation. Amen. It is not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Amen. The hour of temptation. Why do you want to go through the hour of temptation? My brother, listen. The same Jesus that told the people, an hour is coming that you that are in Judea run into the mountains. You that are in the midst, get out. You that are in the countryside, don't come in. That same Jesus talking about that hour is talking about the same hour also. And it will come to pass. Do you want to be part? Do you want to go through this hour of temptation? My brother, if you are not able to overcome this hour of temptation, that is your end. Amen. Eternal life door is closed to you. It's closed because you took the mark of the beast. So my brother, my sister, this is a warning to all of us. That let's get ourselves really ready. If we say we are believers, let us live as believers. Amen. If we say we are what? Christians. Amen. Let's show truly that we are Christians. My brother, you will not deceive me. You are not deceiving your pastor. You are not deceiving your brother. You are not deceiving your sister. God, you are deceiving. It's not me. He knows everything. He knows your life. He knows everything. My brother, make sure you get out from this hour of temptation. It's not going to be easy. This hour of temptation is not going to be easy. That same Jesus that told about the first hour that will happen upon Jerusalem is talking about what? Another hour that will come upon the people that dwell on earth. Make sure your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. You don't know that the other day we were teaching on that. That some people, their names are in, but they were blotted out. They were blotted. Your name had been there, but it will be blotted out because you are not what? You are not leading the worthy life of what? What Christ is expecting of you. Let's take this one as we get ourselves to pray. There are prayer requests here tonight. Now, the prophet is asking you, listen closely. He said, if you are standing out here on the road and a car was coming down the road at 90 miles an hour out of control, You will get off the highway as quickly as you could. You will jump or slide or do anything to get out of the way of that car. Isn't it? Isn't it? You see a car, you are standing on the road here, you see a car coming 90 miles an hour, out of control, coming towards you. What will you do? You will do anything possible to get out of the way. Even to jump, to slide, to do anything so that you get away from that car that is coming. Isn't it? Because what? Death is following it. Death is following it. Then the prophet said, and that's the way that sin should be to a Christian. Because sin is also associated with what? Death. A car coming, death is behind. Sin coming, death is behind. And so he said, as soon as you see sin in any form, jump from it. Get away from it. He said, I don't care what you would do, you have to do. Get away from the very appearance of evil. Because remember, to associate with sin is death. Just the same as standing there and let the car to come and what? Kill you. Amen. When sin also is coming, it has death behind it. He said, anything that you do to get yourself away, get out. Amen. Truly, when car is coming, you don't look at where even you are jumping to. But you make sure that you get out of the way. Even if that place, excuse me, is what? It's filled with some kind of what? Sewage. You would rather jump into what? The sewage. Because later you can clean yourself. Amen. Isn't it? Car coming. If there is sewage, you jump into the sewage. And later you get out and wash yourself. Amen. Sin also. So he said, don't just wait and see what it will do. Don't wait for sin and see what it will do to you. Get out of the way of it. The very appearance of evil, shun it quickly. When you see a temptation coming. Amen. There is coming an hour of temptation. When you see a temptation coming, my brother, my sister, get out of the way. Amen. He said, get out of the way quickly. Now the prophet asks, how do you know that you have life in you? How do you know that you have life in you? It's only when you hate sin. Amen. If within you, you hate sin, there is life in you. If there is no desire in you to sin, the prophet said, you have life in you. Amen. Watch it. Praise God. He said, just remember. Now the musicians start coming. The musicians start coming. He said, just remember that anything that is sinful, death lays right there. And when you are partaking of that sin, you are partaking of death. So stay away from it. Stay away from it. What is sin? Sin is unbelief. Stay away from all unbelief. Anything that disregard the Bible, anything that disregard God's work, stay away from it. Stay away from sin. And my brother, when we have stayed away from sin, then we are worthy before Him. Whatever we ask, it is ours.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. If there is no sin to be a hindrance, we ask, we receive.
Amen.
Tonight, our prayer is that, Lord, we remember that day. We remember that day when Elijah has set up the altar. Then he told the people, if the Lord be God, then worship Him.
Amen.
The Bible says the people answer Him not anything. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But when fire came down from heaven and consumed the sacrifice, these same people that could not say amen, now they fell upon their faces and said, Lord, the Lord, He is God.
Amen.
The Lord, He is God.
Amen.
My brother, tonight, the Lord, He is God.
Amen.
The Lord, He is God.
Amen.
Stay away from sin.
Amen.
Stay when it is coming. Stay away from it.
Amen.
And so, my brother, my sister, as we stand, let us sing that song. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. When you
Amen.
Stay away, the only place you can stay is what? Under the blood.
Amen.
I'm gonna stay under His blood. Now let us rejoice tonight, because we know that tonight, every request here, the Lord says, I will provide it.
Amen.
Amen. Let's make sure that we have stayed away from every sin. Let's make sure that this hour of temptation that is coming, we are not part of it. We are not part of the people that dwelleth on earth. Jesus has spoken, we believe it. That it will never fail. We believe tonight. Lord, we believe it. The hour of temptation, Lord, deliver us. We don't want to go through it. Deliver us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Whatever, Lord, there are weaknesses in our lives, we pray that, Lord, forgive us. And help us, Lord, so
Amen.
That we overcome all our shortcomings.
Amen.
The things that is so hard and difficult for us to overcome. Oh, Lord, help us.
Amen.
Renew us. Restore us. Bring in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to stay right under His blood.
Stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. Where the devil can do me no harm.
Do me no harm.
No harm.
No harm, no harm,
do me no harm, no harm,
no harm,
no harm,
no harm.
can do me, do me no harm.
No harm, no harm.
The devil can do me. I'm gonna stay.
I'm gonna stay right under.
I'm gonna stay.
I'm gonna stay right under.
Oh, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right.
That is what we want to play, Lord.
Where the devil can do me no harm, no harm.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do me no harm.
Far away from us.
Oh, do me no harm.
We want to know Jesus. We are under the blood.
Harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me. Do me no harm. No harm.
No harm.
Do me no harm.
Harm, no harm.
Do me no harm. No harm.
No harm. No harm. Where the devil can do me no harm.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we have found a place where we can stay. That this hour of temptation can never harm us. We will never be under that. We are under that blood of Jesus Christ. Tonight, Lord, we want to look at a scripture in Isaiah 59:16. He said, and he saw there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. We need an intercessor tonight.
Amen.
Amen. There was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Tonight, we have an intercessor here to intercede in every situation that we have. He's here to intercede for us. Jesus Christ himself. Because there was no man. No man can intercede for us. Your boss cannot intercede for you. Your father cannot intercede for you. Your mommy cannot intercede for you. There is only one man. He looked. He found no one. And so he himself, his right arm, his own arm, the right arm of God, Jesus Christ, himself came to intercede. And he's the same intercessor tonight. That he will intercede in every individual case tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When, the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up what? A standard against him. He will be the intercessor. Tonight, what is your request? Tonight we have a prayer request from Pastor Little Benjamin. It's not well. We have the intercessor tonight to intercede. In the name of Jesus Christ. He is the same healer. We will remember little Benjamin. I know when children, they are sick. Even my own children who are grown up. When they are sick, I just feel it within me. I always wish that their sickness will come upon me. That is even me on what? This earthly man. What about the Lord himself? Amen. When his children are sick. If I can feel for my children, what about the Holy God?
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, intercede in our little boy, Benjamin, in the name of Jesus Christ. As we believe tonight that, Lord, healing has already taken place. There are many standing here that are looking for documents. Oh, my brother, my sister, the system that we are in, one of these days, we are going before that hour of temptation will come. We are already gone. The system we are in, it can cause even separation. Oh, how? Because of the system, you'll be here and maybe your wife is somewhere.
You'll be here and your children will be somewhere. All because of what? The question of documents. Tonight, every matter of documents. Myself, I have the same thing in my home. Look at my wife from Europe to Europe. Even still, there is still what? Her documents is still not yet completed, though she has been given what? Psalm 4, whatever they call it. But still it is not what? Completed. All documents matter. We commit them to the hands of the Lord tonight. And we remember our brother who is at Beaumont Hospital. Rapelet, is he still there? We remember him tonight. That the Lord, who the intercessor, who intercedes, his right arm is here. That the Lord will send that healing, healing virtues, healing power to our brother in the hospital to lift him up. Oh Lord, our brother has been coming in our midst here. Lord Jesus, that day when fire came down to consume, the sacrifice, the people said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Lord Jesus, you are the same God of Elijah.
Amen.
Let something, Lord, come upon our brother. Lift him up from that chair, Lord. And restore him once again. Oh, when you were here, you did it and you are still here. The same yesterday, today and forever. We pray for Gideon, my son in Ukraine.
Hallelujah.
As we are making efforts to bring him here, that the Lord will open a way. Even where there is no way, we know we have a God that spoke through Moses. And a way was made in the sea. Where there was no way. That the Lord, that same God of Moses, is here tonight to make a way for anyone.
Amen.
That wants his family to come here. Make a way for him. Make a way for her.
Hallelujah.
The challenge that is still in the house here about the families that are looking for the fruit of the womb.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, in Jesus' name, we believe, Lord, we will continue be praying every day over it.
Amen.
We will be like that widow that will not allow that wicked judge to sleep. We will keep on knocking at the door, Lord Jesus. We will continue knocking. Lord, we believe that is what you want us to do. And we will continue doing it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because we know that a year today, something needs to be happening here. For the whole church to fall before you and say, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
Amen.
Lift up your request now. Because
Hallelujah.
I don't know what is in your heart, but the Lord knows what is in
Amen.
Your heart. Lift up your request now tonight.
Hallelujah.
Lift it up to him.
Amen.
Speak it. Say, Lord Jesus, this is my request.
Amen.
I know you are here tonight. Tonight you are here for that purpose. So my hands are up, Lord. Claiming them tonight. I'm receiving them tonight. I believe the Lord is coming down and it is here with me. I believe I've received it, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, you said you provide all our needs, Lord, tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Tonight, Lord, we believe every word of it.
Amen.
We believe it, oh God. We are obedient to your word, O Lord Jesus. Already we have decided already, O God, that Lord, we are not going to stay here for the hour of temptation to be upon us, because we consider ourselves not to be the people that dwelleth on earth. Lord, your children, our requests. We pray for little Benjamin this hour, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we claim healing for him. Same also, our brother in Beaumont Hospital. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, lift him up. Lift him up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Same also, Lord, all documents matter in this house. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord, look through, Lord Jesus, the blood. And Father, look at your children. Some staying here and their families staying at the place, Lord. Lord, bring them together. Bring families that are separated together because of all this system that we are living in. Lord Jesus. Oh, the people, Lord, make a way, O God. Because, Lord Jesus, we don't have that word. That word, impossible, is not in you. What we know is that all things are possible to them that believe. And Lord, we believe tonight. Those who are looking for homes, looking for house, in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord Jesus, open the door. The places, the Lord, you have, O Lord, before the foundation of the Lord, are located for your children tonight, Lord. We claim the keys. We claim the keys to those areas, to those locations.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The same also, Lord, the people say they want their place here. But Father, we believe, O God, before they can touch us here, we are already gone. Amen. A better place you have already prepared for us. Amen. We believe it, O Lord, tonight. If we need to live here, Lord, we know there is a place you have already prepared. Amen. Lord, tonight, now individual, their request, O Lord, we leave them before you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Your children have faith tonight.
Amen.
Your children believe tonight.
Amen.
The message even they have heard, oh God, it tells them that, Lord, you are a God of truth.
Amen.
That you never fail. No word has ever failed. So, Lord, if you say your word tells us, ask and it shall be given unto us,
Amen.
We believe it, O God. If your word tells us, seek and ye shall find, we believe it, O Lord. If your word tells us, knock and it shall be opened, we know that, Lord, you are that God that openeth and no one can close. Lord, open the doors for your children. Their request, O Lord Jesus, they have placed before the altar, Lord.
Amen.
They've placed it before you, O God. O Lord Jesus. We want to come back with testimonies.
Amen. Amen.
We want to come back with testimonies. We want to come back and say, that night,
Amen.
Oh yes, the Lord answered my prayer.
Hallelujah.
That night, it was possible for me.
Amen.
Lord, in all this, the most important thing we are looking for is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The greatest of all. The greatest of all, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, let it pour over us.
Hallelujah.
Let's pour over us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Let it come and take away all the things that are contrary to God. Oh, Lord, shape our lives, Lord. Shape our lives, Lord. Mold us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Give you my heart.
Who do you want to give your heart to?
Every moment I'm away,
Lord, have your way in me. He knows my name. He knows my every toe. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I go.
Oh, I have a Father.
I have a Father. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my every toe.
He sees
each tear that falls and hears me when I go.
Oh, I have an anchor.
I have an anchor. He's in my life.
Oh,
he plays me in this world. By faith he'll see me through. He knows my name.
He
knows my every toe.
He sees
each tear that falls and hears me when I go. He knows my name. My every toe. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I go.
This is the end.
Is there any other bread?
your spoken word.
Is there any other bread that can satisfy? The only bread that satisfies is the word of God. And that is what, Lord, we breathe. That's what we eat. Lord Jesus, tonight, your children are desperate for you. And we believe that, Lord, you are desperate for us.
I'm lost without you.
You are desperate for us, Lord. We thank you, O God. We know that, Lord, every request that has been spoken here, O Lord, will never return to us void. God, return to us, boy. We claim every request tonight. We claim every request tonight. We believe the Lord Jesus.
I'm lost without
it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done, oh Lord. It is done. We believe it, oh God.
Jesus, glory.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Let's raise our hands.
Close and
let's raise our hands toward Him. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Let the world around me fade away.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Jesus, draw me close.
Oh, yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Close the Lord.
Bless you, Lord
Jesus.
Bless you, God.
Desire,
oh, yes, Lord.
And
thank you for listening to our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that our prayers have been answered. We will come back, Lord.
Give
testimony to you. This moment, Lord, let us thank you. Let us thank you. Let's say, Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank Him. Say, Lord, I thank you that you have answered my request. Say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord.
Close the Lord.
Glory be to your name, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. Oh, blessed. Just say, Lord, I thank you. Just thank the Lord this moment.
Thank you, Lord, Father, for being with us, Lord, on this night, Lord. Father, for speaking your wondrous words through to us, Lord, in the
We bless you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Brother Wim will come over and pray for the children and the youth. Come over and pray for the children.
Father, once more, Lord, we come before you tonight just to thank you for this sweet hour of prayer that we were in your presence. Father, we are thankful, for we are just a people that know better than other people, Lord. But we have found your grace, Lord, and we esteem it above all things, Lord. You are everything unto us, and your word, Lord, is a guiding lamp into our lives, Lord. We pray now, Father, even as we would part from this place, that, Lord, you would guide us, Lord, Father. That, Lord, you would lead us, Lord, into the places where you want us to be.
Amen.
I pray, Father, that the word that has been preached, Lord, would find a place in the hearts of your people tonight. That each and every one of us, Lord, we would, Lord, take this word and consider the things that you have done for us, the way of escape that has been made before each and every one of us, Lord. More so, Lord, looking at the young people that are amongst us, Lord. How, Lord, oh God, Father, they would take this word and consider, Lord, what you have done for them, and that they may look in their lives and see if there be anything, Lord, that is displeasing to you, Oh God, I pray you'd give them a desire, Lord,
Amen.
To be purged of such things, Lord,
yes, Lord,
that, Father, they may enter into the kingdom.
Amen.
Father, oh God, for your word is true. Father, you said in your word, Lord, oh God, the requirements of these things, we know them and we believe it, Lord. And by your
Amen.
Grace, Lord, we have come up to that standard
Amen.
And we are still trying to get to it, Lord. But I pray, Father, for every young person that
Amen.
They too, Lord, would strive towards that mark.
Amen.
Lord, that they be not disappointed by the hardness
yes,
of
Lord,
the way.
Jesus.
But that, Lord, oh God, they would take courage, Lord, where they would fall, that they would rise again and try once more.
Amen.
Lord, oh God, for such is the way of a righteous man.
Amen.
That he would fall 7 times and rise up 7 times
Amen.
Again. I commit them to you, Lord. Be merciful, Lord,
Amen.
Unto every young person and to every child that's here today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for in the days of Noah before the flood, there were people that were the same age as these that are here tonight,
Amen.
And many of them perished too, Lord.
Yes.
But Father, by your grace, let none that are here tonight perish
Amen.
With the world, but that, Father, they too may run, Lord,
Amen.
With their lives into the ark of the word,
Amen.
Lord, that they may escape the wrath that is to come
Yes.
upon
Yes,
this world,
Lord.
Lord. We pray, Father, for your grace. We pray for your mercy upon us. Help us, Lord, even us that are adults amongst the children, that our example before these children, Lord, may be the right one. That, Father, we not make them twice the children of hell, but that, Father, we may make them children of heaven, Lord.
Amen.
That by our examples, Lord, they may see a righteous life, Lord. That, Father, they too may desire to live that way. Be
Amen.
Merciful, Lord, unto the ministry here. I pray your blessing upon it. That, Father, you'd come and help us to go up and up and up to a higher place, Lord. A place which would be pleasing unto you, Lord. The church, the kind of church that the prophet saw, where there is not even one cigarette smoker, where there is not one liar, Lord. Where, Lord, it is impossible to come among the saints with sin, but that, Lord, it be exposed. We pray, Father, that we would come to that. Help us, Father, for such is what you are looking for, even as the world is uniting with one another. Oh God, let us unite with your word.
Amen.
This was your desire, Lord, and we are here to fulfill it, Father, that us and you may be one, oh God. Help us, Father, even as we commit, Lord, this night into your hands. We commit all our brothers and sisters that have taken the wrong way. We pray for them, Lord, that you give them not any comfort in that way, Lord, but that you put something in their hearts, Father, to run back, Lord, to the word of God where they are safe, Lord. We commit everything into your hands, Father, desiring your grace and your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Encourage you, bless you, brother. As you are aware, Saturday is a communion service. Let us from now just be praying, examining ourselves, and get ourselves prepared as we come before the Lord and dine with Him. Praise God. Encourage you, bless you.
I'm in for to carry me on. Coming unto me, I'm in for to carry me on. Swing low,
swing low,
swing chariot. Coming for to carry.
Carry me, oh, sing low.
to carry me. Oh, sing low,
sing low, sing low,
sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me. Oh, sing low, sing low, sing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me. Oh, oh.
Sweet chariot,
coming for to carry.